Although you may not feel any different, you may well be less creditworthy today than you were a year ago. NPR's Larry Abramson reports on the challenge of keeping your platinum card in a recession.
Texas-based flight attendant Lily Durbin used to have 6 credit cards. That's actually fairly typical for this country. She couldn't pay them off, but she says she always played by the rules.
Always paid more than my minimum balance. Always paid it a week or two in advance.
Nevertheless, Durbin was notified late last year that the bank behind 2 of those cards was going to drop her credit limit from about $10,000 to $4,000 for each card. That was right around the average balance she'd been holding. She called the bank to fight the decision, and she didn't mince words.
I said, you know, just because you guys screwed up with mortgages, don't go and take it out on people, you know, that have been good.
The bank didn't budge. Durbin was particularly upset that the change meant her credit score would drop because her balance was suddenly bumping up against her credit limit. She feared that might complicate her effort to refinance her house. This tale of woe is pretty common. Most lenders told the Federal Reserve in the most recent survey they are tightening policies for credit cards and other consumer loans. Why would lenders pick on conscientious borrowers like Lily Durbin? Well, right now it's not so easy to tell the good risks from the bad.
This is the problem with unemployment that doesn't seem to be abating.
David Robertson is publisher of the Nilson Report, a trade journal for the credit card industry. He says companies are now poring over unemployment and foreclosure reports, trying to predict which borrowers in which parts of the country will run into trouble in the near future.
They're trying to determine who the customers might be who today look perfectly good, able to pay their bills, but 60 days from now will unfortunately be out of work.
So upstanding bill-paying citizens might face a precipitous plunge in their credit card limit because of something that hasn't even happened yet. Nessa Fettis of the American Bankers Association says there's another force at work here. Lenders are still having a hard time raising money from investors, so they have less money available for consumers to borrow.
Because of the increased risk that the loans won't be repaid, the investors are either demanding to be paid more for the increased risk, or they're not lending money at all.
Banks do not have to give any advance notice if they lower your credit limit, though many do. When the axe does fall, consumers do have some recourse. They can simply jump ship and find another card. Low-rate offers still inundate the nation's mailboxes. But Leslie McFadden of the website bankrate.com says your credit score may suffer if you switch cards too often.
How much it affects your credit depends on a number of things, including for how long you've had credit. So if you, only have a very thin file, the effect could be larger.
You could do what flight attendant Lily Durbin did.
You might as well refinance your house and get the money, pay off the credit cards, and cut them up.
Whether it's because of frustration or a drop in income, consumers are turning away from credit cards. The Federal Reserve said Tuesday credit card borrowing dropped by nearly 10% in February. Bills to improve protections for credit card users are moving through both houses of Congress. Larry Abramson, NPR News.